modern Thanksgiving celebration began in 1621 at Plymouth in present-day Massachusetts. And the feast and Thanksgiving was prompted by a wonderful harvest. We have pilgrims and Puritans, and we've gone many times over the full history. And over the years, you can find many different messages on our website as you go into the past on the meaning of Thanksgiving, and we've talked at length about it. It was really especially in some of those earliest colonies, the Native Americans, the Indians, and the colonists worked together, and they celebrated a harvest together, and Thanksgiving was held together. It wasn't this strife-filled thing that you've heard much about in revisionist history. There really was a gospel presentation and a knitting of hearts that happened in some of those early colonies. Now, I'm well aware of the abuse that happened years and years later, and that is never right by any party. And so, you know, there's repentance for all of that. But we have so much to be thankful for. Still in America, we are one of, if not the leading freedom nation on earth to be able to worship God. We have so much to be grateful for. And even if it's tough health-wise or tough financially, we're still in the very top level of provision for people here in the United States. Some are suffering, and we pray for them and do our part to support them. We have a food box out here that we always want to continue to contribute toward. But as we celebrate Thanksgiving, we have so much to be grateful for. Pastor Sherry, you had something you wanted to share with us.
Yes.
Yeah, let's use your mic.
A message from the president of the fellowship that we belong to. We went to the international conference, and this is what it says. A message from the president, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving heard and may tell of all your wondrous works. That's from Psalm 26, verse 7. And he says, I wish to thank God for you and his blessings us with a fellowship like ours, where a community of faith is empowered by the Holy Spirit to advance the kingdom of God. Let us thank the Lord together with a true heart. This Thanksgiving, may your home be filled with God's loving presence, abounding in the fullness of his joy and the gift of his peace, as you reflect upon the blessings he has been bestowed upon you. Happy Thanksgiving, Steve Holder, president of the fellowship. And I thought he sent that to us, but I felt, wow, that is a beautiful prayer. And it can be said of Grace Christian Center.
Amen.
Also, that we're thanking God for his blessing on us, and that he's given us fellowship, and he's given us a community where the Holy Spirit is in control and can flow freely. I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful.
Amen.
But I thought that's the heart of the president of the group that we belong to. And I'm thankful that we're joined to such a precious organization.
Beautiful.
I'm thankful for a covering over this fellowship and for a fellowship with other ministries of like mine.